psychology programs in the country. Double nerd. Although not everyone would want to spend their late teens and early 20s subjecting themselves to this sort of educational masochism, I did. And the pill helped me do these things without having to worry about the possibility of getting benched because of a pregnancy I wasn't ready for. By freeing me from the reproductive consequences of sex, the pill played a huge role in helping me earn the highest degree in my field, build a productive research lab, and have my two children once I felt ready. I am hugely grateful for the opportunity to do all these things, and I'm pretty sure that I would have had a much harder time with all of them if it hadn't been for the pill. I'm not writing this book to try to talk you out of taking the same pill that granted me the opportunity to be in the position to write a book in the first place. This isn't that book. But this isn't going to be the other kind of book you might expect it to be either. I'm not going to recount for you a one-sided love story about women and the pill riding off into the sunset and living happily ever after, which is the other agenda you might expect from a book like this. Although the pill has done a number of amazing things for women, as you will soon see, these wonderful things come at a cost. Some of the costs are pretty significant, too. And the thing that's troubling about them is that most women have no idea that they're paying them. I know I sure didn't. You see, rather than being something that happens to you, your hormones are a key part of what makes you, you. You quite literally are your hormones. And when you change your hormones, which is what hormonal contraceptives do, you change the version of yourself that your brain creates. Because of this, the pill's reach goes far beyond the small number of targeted effects we take it for. It affects everything. And there's a growing body of research in psychology and neuroscience that shows this to be true. You just haven't been told about it until now. And once you learn everything I've learned, I think you'll agree that there's a good chance that we'll look back at our era 100 years from now and be shocked that we were so cavalier with women's hormones. Although the science looking at how the pill changes women is still in its infancy, we know enough to help you make informed decisions. First, you'll need to understand a few things about how your brain works and the role your hormones play in making you who you are. Then, you'll need to understand what the research says about how all this changes when you're on the pill. The former has been the focus of my research for more than 15 years as an evolutionary psychologist who studies women and health. The latter is something that I discovered only recently after a series of three unrelated events led me to begin my scientific journey into the world of women's brains on the birth control pill. In many ways, this journey has turned out to be the story of my young adult life. It may be your story, too. The three unrelated events. Like most good adventures, my journey into the world of the brain on birth control began in an unremarkable way, without realization that something important was about to happen. It all started when I went off the pill, a decision I made in a non-grand fashion. I knew that I was done having children, so my husband and I opted for a more permanent solution to pregnancy prevention. Since he was man enough to take the lead on that one, I was able to ditch the pill without thinking too much of it. Now, to give you a bit of background, at this point, I'd been on the pill pretty consistently for a little more than a decade. I'd gone off it here and there, but never for very long. I went off it to get pregnant, and I stayed off it for a year after each pregnancy to breastfeed. However, I can hardly count these experiences as being a representative sample of a normal psychological state for myself, since they were either very brief, pre-pregnancy, or clouded by a disorienting cocktail of sleep deprivation and post-pregnancy hormones, breastfeeding. Nonetheless, I wasn't expecting my world to change in any noticeable way based on my decision to go off the pill. I thought its consequences wouldn't extend beyond my ability to release an egg every month. This turned out to be a miscalculation.